Delaware is seeking applications for the newly created Inspector General position. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
The Office of Inspector General was signed into law earlier this year by Delaware Governor Matt Meyer. The new IG will be tasked with rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse in state government. Applicants have until December 15th to apply. Bill sponsor Laura Sturgeon says she looks forward to reviewing the responses.
I just can't wait for Delaware to have an inspector general to create another layer of accountability, transparency, and trust in our state government.
An inspector general's office has been championed by open government activists for several years. The nominee must be confirmed by the state Senate. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
A nonprofit in southwest Philadelphia is trying to combat illegal dumping by creating an alternative. Empowered CDC is setting up 3 legal dump sites in the neighborhood equipped with large trash cans. Isaiah Martin is president of the nonprofit. He said the new sites will supplement the city-run sanitation convenience center, which he says has limited hours of operation.
You'll see trash piled up there from the weekend. You'll see trash piled up there overnight. For the people who made an intentional effort to try and not do illegal dumping, but ultimately when they got to the sanitation site, it was closed, so they couldn't legally dump.
The new disposal sites will be open 24/7. Empowered CDC says a handful of part-time neighborhood ambassadors will be in place to monitor the sites and to pick up litter. A study from the National Endowment for the Arts shows arts have social and emotional benefits in early childhood. In that spirit, the Young Audiences Program for New Jersey and Eastern Pennsylvania is working to emulate that success in schools locally. Part of that includes bringing professional artists and performers into schools. Tara Bach is an art teacher at Washington Avenue Elementary School in Pleasantville, New Jersey.
Bringing in these professional artists that come in and show what they can do is super exciting for the kids. It teaches the faculty and staff, it gets us excited, teaches the kids, it gives everybody a new face, and it really elevates the respect and esteem of the arts in our school environment.
The NEA study done over a period of 15 years finds children who regularly engage in arts activities demonstrate stronger social skills and reduced anxiety. Sports, a check on that for you. Last night, the Hawks beat the 76ers 142-134, and they did that in double overtime. The Flyers are hosting the Penguins tonight, and here's a good look at the forecast for you. Sunny right now. We're going up to 43 degrees. It's 39 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. We'll have a day of a mixture of sun to start and then some clouds rolling in. Mostly cloudy tonight as we drop down to 29. Cloudy with periods of rain in Philly tomorrow with a high of 39 degrees.